As I've been thinking about, you know, all of our situations that we're dealing with, it's stressful, right? And so I am going to do a lesson this morning for you guys called Successful Stress Management from a big biblical viewpoint. I run across this. I've had it for a number of years. I think it came out of a newspaper and when I was in Singapore sometime several years ago. It says, it's an advertisement for a fella. He is the president of an ad agency in Singapore and Hong Kong. And it said here, there are two types of people that emerge in a crisis. Those who cry and those who sell tissues. One of them manages the stress, and the other one gives in to it. 2 Corinthians 1:8, and I'm going to use several different translations this morning. In the New King James says, "For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life." Now the New Living says it like this: "We think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure. We thought we would never live through it." Now going to Adam Clark, I like Adam Clark's commentaries. There's many different commentaries, Matthew Henry and several different other ones. And ministers, we're all different, and we tend to gravitate more to one commentary than we do another one as we're studying. But I particularly like Adam Clark. To me, he's a little more down to earth a little bit more. He's not so theologically wordy. I guess that would be a good way to phrase it. He says the original language is exceedingly emphatic here. We are weighted down beyond what is credible, even beyond what any natural strength could support. He's saying here that Paul is saying he was weighted down beyond what he physically was able to stand up under. It was a very stressful situation. He had a lot of pressure on him. You know, did you realize stress happens to everybody? I don't care who you are. You will have some stress somewhere, sometime. Now, the webmd.com says, "Stress is the body's reaction to harmful situations, whether they're real or perceived. When you feel threatened, a chemical reaction occurs in your body that allows you to act in a way to prevent injury. The reaction is known as fight or flight, or the stress response, it's called. During stress response, your heart rate increases, breath quickens, muscles tighten, blood pressure rises, and you're getting ready to act. It's how you protect yourself." Now, we are not abnormal just because you have a stressful situation. Now, the problem is that some people have been stressed out so long that they have taken it up as a normal lifestyle, which is harmful to you spiritually and naturally. One article says this: "Stress isn't always bad in small doses. It can help you perform under pressure and motivate you to do your best. But when you're consistently running in emergency mode, your mind and body pay the price. Now, the word stress is not mentioned in the King James or the New King James. Instead, these words are used. Instead of stress, worried, anxious, pressed, pressure, strain. Now, the more modern translations, New Living and the Message versions, mentions the word stress in various verses. Why am I talking to you about this today? Because we are living in stressful times. As I read the New Testament, as I study end time prophecies, I don't preach on it much. I've studied it. I can talk to you about it, but that's not... End time prophecy doesn't have a whole lot to do with the church. We're out of here. So I don't try to spend a lot of time trying to figure it out. I just want to stay ready to go when the time comes. And I know there's three different this. Some people say that it's the rapture going to be before the tribulation, some say in the middle, and some say afterwards, and there's no way it could be afterwards, so I'm not even going there. But it could be one or the other. I lean more to the mid area. But if you'll study the Word of God, you'll find out that exactly what the Word of God says is happening all over the world today. I mean, He talks about these times. You go read Paul, go read the first chapter of Romans. Paul talks about it. And it says in the days of Noah, it'll be like this. So, everyone faces stress. Everybody. It depends on how you deal with it, whether you're going to come out on top or not. 1 Peter 1:6 in the New Living Translation says, so be truly glad, therefore, be truly glad. There is a wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. A little while. 1 Peter 4:12. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you're going through as if something strange were happening to you. From these verses that Peter's writing here, we see that stress and strain and situations are going to be a normal part of our human existence on this earth. But he says, for a little while, that means not going to last. You're going through. That means you go in and you come out. He's emphasizing, really, that these things are temporary. They're not lifestyle. You know, I think too many people have forgot about the temporary part, and they're more prone to make stress a lifestyle rather than a temporary roadblock. You know, all of us are different, and we have to really stay on top of ourselves, or we find ourselves, you know, some of us can keep our focus on the situation being temporary and easily handling a situation, while others seem to get in the idea and begin to think, oh, is this ever going away? This is not ever going away. And they become stressed out thinking about what might happen, what could happen, and what usually never happens. Hello? You know, what are some of the things that cause stress in your life? Well, We've just dealt with one called a pandemic. We're still dealing with it, Other things that cause stress is pressure from your job, financial problems and situations, health situations, problems in families and relationships. The biggest one that Christians deal with is their spiritual relationship is not where it should be with God. I didn't say they weren't born again. I didn't say they wouldn't go to heaven, but they're just not living in line with the Word of God. And you know, when you don't live in line with the Word of God, the Holy Spirit is always trying to prompt you to get you back over where you need to be. Anybody ever notice that? And if you are digging against that, it can become stressful. Anybody ever been there? Well, I have a few people that lifted their hand with me. You notice I lifted my hand. I'm no different than anybody else. Now, how we handle this stress, these situations, if you want to call somebody, oh, I don't want to call it stress. Well, it's a situation you're dealing with, whatever. They come from, you know, having too busy of a schedule, constantly being in a hurry. Stress can come to you from not prioritizing what is most important. Stress can come because you keep putting off a situation because you don't want to deal with it. You know, being anxious about things, worrying. There's a difference between worrying and being concerned. My dad used to teach this, taught me that. You can not handle stress properly because you watch too much of the negative news. Another thing that causes stress is unforgiveness or offense. Another thing that causes stress in people is comparing yourself to others. The Word of God says, you are fearfully made, you are you. Sometimes people get in stress and get in a, because they try to be somebody that they're not. Hey, that's the one thing I have never been accused of. Anybody that's known me for very long knows me. I'm the same today as I was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or whatever. I'm just me. You know, several years ago, I was talking to my sister about something, and I said something, and she said, oh, that's just you, Ken. Because I just accept things as they are. I deal with them, put them behind me, and go on down the road. I had somebody come up to me, time flies now. We hadn't been out on the road, so it was back when we were out traveling. And they had gone to Raymond, and they came and I got to apologize to you. You remember when the sudden? I said, no, I don't remember it at all. I said, well, I accept your apology because I never hold on to anything. If you hold on to stuff, well, some people say, well, I'll tell you what, I'll never forget what so-and-so done to me. All you're doing is blocking the channel. And you'll be stressed out over it. You see, a fellow that lived a long time ago, Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor, from 161 to 180 AD, he said this. If you are distressed by anything externally, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it, and this you have the power to revoke at any moment. That's a good statement, made a long time ago. Continual stress is harmful spiritually and naturally. We are not designed to carry things, because Peter writes to him and he told us to cast all of your cares over on Christ. We're not designed to do that. God didn't design us that way. He designed us to live in line with his word, no longer a slave to fear. We just sang about it. Right now, fear is running rampant in our country. And fear is causing people to do things and say things that they, if they were thinking right, they would never do or say. It's the truth. Fear causes you to react in the wrong way. God did not design us that way. Now, John Newton, an Anglican clergyman, said this: we can easily manage if we will only take each day the burden appointed to it. But the load will be too heavy for us if we carry yesterday's burden over again today and then add the burden of the morrow before we are required to bear it. Did you hear what that said? That said, things that stress you will become heavier the longer that you carry it. An instructor was walking around a room teaching a stress management class. She picked up a glass of water. I got a picture. And they immediately thought, well, she's going to ask, is it half full or is it full, and so forth and so on. With a smile, she asked, how heavy is this glass of water? Of course, there were many different answers of the weight. Some people said, oh, it's probably 8 ounces, 20 ounces. She said, the absolute weight doesn't matter. It depends on how long you hold it. If you hold it a minute, it's not a problem. If you hold it for an hour, your arm will begin to ache. If you hold it for a day, your arm will become numb, almost paralyzed. In each case, the weight of the glass doesn't change. But the longer you hold it, the heavier it becomes. See, this is getting heavier. I can feel it. And you can see that I'm beginning to strain a little bit. And I've only been holding it for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. It wasn't heavy at all when I first picked it up. But you see, it's not the weight. I stretched over here. It doesn't feel heavy at all. But it's the longer you hold on to it, the heavier it gets. The longer you hold on to stress, the heavier it gets. The more weighted down you will be. You know, Winston Churchill said, when I look back on all the worries, I remember a story that an old gentleman told me on his deathbed that he had had a lot of troubles in life, most of which never happened. A lot of our stress comes from things imagined, not actual fact. You see, if you consistently are worrying about whether you're in control or not, or are losing control. Or when stress then gets a hold of you, you lose your energy to do anything. If you give in to stress too long, you begin to have feelings of frustration. Sometimes even moody. When you hold on to stress for too long, it becomes heavy on you. You're easily agitated. Sometimes it can produce all kinds of different physical symptoms that have nothing to do with your. In other words, one of the symptoms that's continually carrying stress causes is people to feel like that they're having a heart attack. And they go and they get checked out and everything's fine, and the doctor finally talks to them and says, "You're carrying too much stress." Now don't look at me like that. It's the truth. It's the truth. See, I'm not saying all this to you to try to get you to begin to think about stress. What I'm trying to say to you is, hey, if you got some of these signs and some of these things, check to see if you're carrying too much stress. You know, in Mark 4, in the parable of the sower, Jesus mentioned four kinds of people. And the first one, they're like the seed that was thrown the wayside. Then the second one, like seed sown on stony ground. And the third one, those like seed sown on thorny ground. Another one, like those thrown on good ground. Now, if you study this out, you'll find that each of these groups responded differently to the Word of God, depending on their situation, see? And because of what they were going through. Now, this is what Jesus said about those sown on thorny ground. Mark 4:18. I'm going to read it in the New King James and also the Message. 4:18 and 19. Now, these are the ones sown among the thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, the desires for other things enter in, choking the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Now, the Message says it like this. The seed cast into the weeds represents the ones who hear the kingdom news but are overwhelmed with worry about all the things they have to do, all the things they want to get. The stress strangles what they heard, and nothing comes of it. See, stress can take away your ability to hear the Word of God. Even though you're talking to somebody and they begin to talk to you about the Word of God, you are so stressed out that you're like these people. It doesn't register with you. You know, I've shared the Word with people going through difficult situations under stress. And you know what? When I get through, they turn around. I've just shared with them how to get through the situation. And they turn around and say, "Oh, what am I going to do? Oh, what am I going to do?" They never heard anything I said because they're under such pressure and such stress. We cannot afford to allow that for us to get to that situation. The Bible says that we are to throw it off, and live the life that God wants us to live and let him take care of those situations. I had a person tell me one time, well, I prayed and I'm turning it over to God. I saw him 3 days later and they said, you know, Ken, I'm trying to figure out how to get out of this situation. And I thought, what? You just told me 2 days ago you prayed and turned it over to God. And now, 2 days later, you're coming to me and you're saying, I'm trying to figure out how to get out of this situation. Can you help me? Anybody see what I'm trying to say to you? He didn't turn it over to God. He went through some kind of exercise. But if he had turned it over to God, he would have come to me. When he came, I saw him 2 days later. He said, well, praise the Lord. I know God's taking care of it. But now he's stressed out over it. See, in the Bible, people had to deal with stress. And this is the best part of the message. Anybody getting anything out of this today? David dealt with stress. If you read his Psalms, you can see that for sure. You know, he would start out in a low spirit, but he would end with praising God. You ever notice that in reading his Psalms? Psalms 42:11, a Message version. Why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix my eyes on God. Soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He's my God. If God be for us, who can be against us? What have I to fear if God is there? You know, you can read after the Apostle Paul in his epistles, and you'll find out that he dealt with a lot of stressful situations. But he considered them temporary and was determined to walk past them. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. The New Living says it like this. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We're perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. David said in Psalms 119:143, as pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands. When the stress and the pressure comes, we find joy in the commands from the Word of God. What the Word has to say. And of course, we know what Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, New Living Translation. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Then he talked about focusing on the things that are happening today. Don't borrow from tomorrow. Matthew 6:34, the Message version. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. Don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard thing comes up when the time comes. I've seen people get so stressed out over something that they're looking 6 months down the road at. It's all right to look 6 months down the road, but don't get so stressed out on it. Say, all right, Lord, I'm going to go on today and you're going to help me when I get there. See, Paul said, avoid getting so busy in your life that you forget about God. Romans 13:11 in the Message version. But make sure that you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of all of your day-to-day obligations that you lose the track of time and doze off oblivious to God. Some people ignore the obvious and become oblivious to the answer. Come on now. Paul said this about stressful situations in 2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them all and will last forever. So don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather fix your gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. It's not going to last forever. Peter said, 1 Peter 5:7, Message version, live carefree before God. You know, there are a lot of things we can do in the natural. Sure, there's things there. But the best way to relieve stress is through the Word of God. The story goes, a man wrote this story. I hired a plumber to help me. He had a first rough day. Flat tire made him lose an hour. His electric drill quit. His ancient one-trunk truck refused to start. So I drove him home, and he sat in stony silence. On arriving there, he invited me in to meet his family. At the front door, he paused briefly at a small tree, touching the tips of the branches with both hands. And when the door opened, he underwent an amazing transformation. His face was bright with a smile. He hugged his two small children, gave his wife a kiss. Afterward, he walked me back to my car, and we passed the tree and asked him, "What is that all about?" "Oh, that's my trouble tree," he replied. "I know I can't help having trouble on the job, but one thing for sure, those troubles don't belong in the house with my wife and the children. So I just hang them on that tree every night when I come home and ask God to take care of them. Then in the morning when I come back out, there are very few to pick up." Come on now. He learned the trick of letting go of his troubles. I mean, he had had a rough day. How many of you had a rough day at work before? How many of you left it at the door, but you carried it in to the whole family? Come on now. And then everybody's on edge and everybody's stressed out. Don't look at me like that. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly at heart, and you will find rest for your soul. My yoke is easy, my burden's light." So let's decide that we're going to learn how to live stress-free by taking the Word of God and believing what it says and doing what it says. You know, we need to do what Peter told us to do. Throw all of our stress over on Him. He can carry it. We can't. We're not made to carry it. Jesus said in this world, in John, last chapter, last verse, "In this world, you're going to have trials and tribulations, stress. But take heart. for I have overcome the world. That one scripture right there should relieve you of every situation you're facing. Because Jesus told you it was going to be there. But hey, don't worry about it. I've already taken care of it. Just believe me and accept me, accept it and begin to sing and praise the Lord. Well, that's my message on successful stress management the biblical way. Did anybody get anything out of this today? We're all living in those situations, and we might as well learn how to deal with them, right? Heavenly Father, I thank you that the Word of God has something for us on any and every subject that we face in this world we're living in. Help us to learn how to take the Word of God and to live a worry, stress-free life. I thank you, Father, that as we grab a hold of your word, we'll lift ourselves above all of our stress, all of our worry. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. I got a little book out there I wrote called How to Live Worry-Free. Well, worry comes from stress. If you want to read it, it's out there. Hallelujah.